Matt Greenwood back with you on KJS Sports Talk, powered by your local McDonald's. I am joined by Laura Helwig, head coach for Crystal City Volleyball. In case you missed it, a couple days ago, the Crystal City Hornets crowned themselves as Class 1 District 4 champions. For the first time since 2008, Crystal City has a district championship back in their hallways on the volleyball side of things. So, Coach, let's first talk about that, because that's pretty cool and very cool for a lot of your players.
Yeah, you know, it really is. It was, we knew it was winnable. I just wasn't sure. You know, I hear a lot of coaches talk about this on the radio about you never know who's going to show up. But, it was a little slow. Tuesday's game, we didn't have any issues. And then, or Monday's game, excuse me, Monday we played and we didn't have any issues with that team. And then Tuesday I knew it would be a little tougher. We started out with Oak Ridge and they rattled off 7 points in a row. It was 7-0. And I was like, oh, you know, this is where we're at. This is how it's going to be. And, you know, I just kind of have to go with it because I have three freshmen starting varsity. And some jitters and stuff. And then I don't know what kicked in, but it would just turn around. We did end up losing the first game and came back and won the next two and just played very well. Frida Korsavin and Annie Waits, my two middles, had just great games against Oak Ridge. Beat them in three and then came back to play St. Paul in the finals, who actually we had just played the previous week for senior night and beaten in three, and we beat them in two games on Tuesday for the championship.
Coach, now you've celebrated district championships before, but for basically every single girl on your squad, they haven't experienced that yet. For you as a coach, I'm sure the feeling and the emotions, they never get old, but What was sort of running through your mind and your heart whenever you saw that your girls won the district title and were celebrating and all this and all that, and also on your home floor?
Well, that was huge, you know, on the home floor, home court, because I had a lot of fans. We had a lot of parents here. I had alumni here. I had parents, alumni parents here, that had been through this with me and even traveled the state with me when we made the Final Four a few times. But, you know, this team had some possibilities, and sometimes we would show up and sometimes you wouldn't. And, you know, it was my last season. I knew it was possible. I wasn't sure what was going to happen. And then for those kids to be able to get that district title, I just think was huge. And you have freshmen on the court and you have kids that only have two seniors, and so that means a lot to these kids. And that, you know, you get that kind of that feeling, and you know what it's like to win that. You'll come back next year and that'll be your goal, and they'll understand that, because we talked about how important it is just the end of this season. You know, the rest of it's nice, and it's, you know, you always say, oh, conference and different games, that's people that you want to beat. But when you think about what it entails, you know, that district championship and then going to sectionals and then possibly being at state. I mean, and for kids to experience that is just phenomenal, because, I mean, think about how many schools there are around, how many schools never get to experience that.
Yeah, definitely. Coach, were there happy tears at all, or was it all smiles?
Oh, yeah. There were lots of happy tears. We were all kind of crying towards the end. It got kind of emotional. And, you know, it's a roller coaster ride. And your last year. And, you know, I was telling you earlier, this was my 10th district going to Crystal City. So to go out on this is awesome.
Yeah, no doubt. What did you – all right, so you have experienced a district championship before. What do you do afterwards, after the night's over with? Maybe it's the next day. But what does Coach Helwig do to celebrate a Crystal City district championship in volleyball?
Well, after the game, there were lots and lots and lots of pictures, because everybody wanted a picture with the plaque. You know, whether it was group pictures or sisters together, or kids with coaches or kids with other kids. And so that was kind of cool. And then, you know, you kind of clean things up and you head home. And, of course, my husband is my assistant coach. And so you go home and you talk about different things that happened. And I have not sat down to actually watch the game on video, which I would like to do, just to kind of see, because during the, you know, that moment in time, there were just some phenomenal plays. I mean, we just didn't give up on some plays, and just the hitting, you know, it was just so nice to see the kids play so well. You're pretty hyped. So there's that, you know, you can't get to sleep, and then there's that emotional where you're kind of crying and you're happy and you're sad. And I don't think I got to bed till like probably about 11:30. I posted the picture. I'm on Instagram, so I posted the picture on Instagram and just said how, you know, how thankful I was. And I started getting responses from the kids, because the kids were all pretty hyped and they weren't in bed yet either. So they started sending messages back on Instagram. And so I was sending messages to them. And then I started getting messages from alumni, or not even just alumni from Crystal City, but alumni that I had one of my former players from Pius, in Pius, that, you know, emailed me back, or former students that I had that were sending messages back to me. So that was pretty cool too.
Yeah, everyone obviously very excited for you and the Crystal City Volleyball program. And as far as like a team dinner or anything like that, did you guys get to do something like that the following day?
No. In fact, I'm telling you, the next day, I think I was part of the Walking Dead. We were all pretty out of it. We had a short practice yesterday for about an hour. I have a couple kids that are kind of fighting some viruses and colds that are going around. So, again, today we'll have a short practice. We'll actually practice tomorrow morning. So, no, we haven't done anything fun yet. We'll probably maybe try to do that afterwards.
Yeah, since you still have a sectional and potential quarterfinal and maybe eventually a state title to win. So, yeah, plenty of time for celebrations. Let's talk about the sectional, because you guys are taking on Holcomb, a team that, if I recall correctly, seeing on social media the other day, Holcomb is a program. Oh, no, you know what? I'm confusing that with Twin Rivers, which is totally different. But anyway.
Well, Holcomb actually split. When I talked to the Oak Ridge coach, and they actually split with them. So that's probably a team that's a little more comparable to us. The other teams that are playing are Bloomfield, which I think is probably a little more comparable to us. And then there's Advance. And I checked Advance out, and they actually won the Class 1 state title last year. And this year they're 20-2 or 3. So, you know, if we can make it past Holcomb, we're going to have to really step our game up to get past Advance.
Yeah, I saw their record too, 32-2.
Is that what it is? 32-2. Yeah, they've beaten people that I consider to have good programs, and some smaller schools and some bigger schools. I mean, they're kicking butt. So,
right. And the Bloomfield is hosting. Do you see any concerns with having to be on the road for this? Because I know, you know, with the district tournament at your place and winning it there, that's obviously very special. But does going on the road to Bloomfield present any challenges, you think?
Well, I'm not going to lie. It would have been nice to have hosted it here at Crystal. that would have been like another little feather in my cap as far as being lucky and getting to you know, host a sectional. But the other nice part about that is we've been to Bloomfield quite a few times for sectionals. So this is not a new place for me. Now, it will be for the kids, but we've traveled quite often to Bloomfield to play sectional games.
I gotcha. Okay. Well, cool. Well, at least the kids can take comfort in knowing that you've been there. You'll know the atmosphere. Okay, very well. All right, Coach, I guess we'll get you out on this because you did bring it up earlier, and I was going to bring it up, but you did. So you are retiring, and we were there for that 2-0 win over Valley Park. I guess it was about, a week and a half, almost 2 weeks ago, about 2 weeks ago now. And there was a great showing of alumni, former players of yours that showed up. But, like you said, you're retiring after this year. So just sort of, I don't know, kind of fill us in as to, you know,
sum it up in a nutshell. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, but I want you to take your time, if you know, to do so. But like,
oh, gosh.
You know, it's an opportunity for you know, for you guys to go ahead and have fun at Bloomfield, and a chance to be sectional champs or potentially quarterfinal champs. Yeah. How much would it mean to you to be able to achieve something like that?
Oh, well, you know what, just just being the sectional winner, to me, or the district winner, is huge. I mean, I truly went in thinking, I don't know if we can pull this off. And then when we just played, and we played well, I was very pleased with the girls. So we'll see what happens. You know, again, this is a young team, and, you know, if I can get past this sectional into the next phase, I mean, you know, on any given day, anybody's beatable, and I truly believe that. You never know. If it doesn't happen, yes, we will enjoy and savor the moment. And what great experience for these girls for next year, and then for the freshmen for the next 3 years.
Indeed. Yep, experience can certainly take teams very far.
Well, so, you know, you get that. You get that that taste of that. That's like the first time we ever went to state, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I just want to come back and do this every year.
Right.
It's so much fun. You don't realize how much fun it is.
Yeah,
it
fuels you to want to be better, for sure.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Just, you know, to go, we're here. This is awesome.
Yeah. Well, good deal. Well, Coach, we obviously wish you the very best. Saturday is when it's all happening at Bloomfield. You guys are the second match, so 4:30, so it's against Holcomb. But congratulations on your first district title since 2008, and we wish the girls the best. We truly do.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, that is Crystal City Volleyball Head Coach Laura Helwig, district champions. On to the Class 3 sectionals Saturday. They have a match at 4:30 against Holcomb at Bloomfield High School, as Coach Helwig joins us today on KJ Sports Talk.